Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. This is the place where we discuss the basic elements of karma and how our everyday actions affect our karmic paths.
Well, Laura, I got to tell you, the other day I was reading an article about from Coast to Coast, George Norrie's show. I love his stuff. I read it every day when it comes in. And this article particularly struck me, and it was about a priest. It was an article about the Vatican, and it said the Vatican is bewildered. They had a special conference, and they need to train more exorcists. And I actually had to read that twice because it said that the Catholic Church has been inundated in Italy, just Italy alone, that doesn't include the rest of the
rest
Catholic
of the world.
World, with requests for exorcists. And they said in Italy alone, they're estimating they've had 500,000 cases. That's 500,000 cases where they need, or they believe, people believe they need an exorcist. And the Catholic Church is now overwhelmed with this need to help them. That was an astounding.
That's a significant need. And I've got a lot of theories on this one. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people who at the end of the day need some serious help.
They need some serious help. And while I can chuckle about it, at the end of the day, if you're in a position where you don't understand what's happening to you and you don't get to sleep at night and you're struggling and you see things out of the corner of your eye, you don't know if you're dealing with something that's demonic. You don't know if you're dealing with a ghost or
anything in between.
And, I mean, this is why we started these courses, you know, the Karmic Path courses. And in one of the sections in psychic self-defense, we talk about subtle energies.
Well, and subtle energies can sometimes be not so subtle.
Right.
I remember back in the beginning, we had a ghost child.
You don't mean the Garden of Eden beginning.
Well, no.
Explain beginning.
Not that far. But, you know, a number of years ago, we had all kinds of things going through our house. There were ghosts. There were dark entities. There were, I mean, just a myriad of things. And some of them weren't so subtle. I remember, you know, being choked to the point where I was going to pass out. And there's no one in the house with me. I remember, you know, getting bitten and waking up with these little vampire bites on me. My daughter would get stabbed with a knife from a ghost child. I mean, it was nuts. And I get why people need this service. But at the end of the day, only I could fix that with help and guidance, because for whatever reason, these entities were after my child and my family. And I have some theories, which I'm not going to really go into on this. But at the end of the day, I had to change how I did business and my family did business. We had to raise our psychic force fields, basically. It was shields up.
It really was shields up, which meant that, again, and we go into really specific detail in the psychic self-defense course, which you can find on our website, The Karmic Path.
But here's something else, though. You've got a priest who does an exorcism and they remove something from someone.
But they don't know what they're removing.
Well, even if they do, unless that person changes something in their life, another thing can move in.
Yes, because
you've got a hole, a void. So let's just, you know, pour something else in there.
The priest, however well-intentioned he may be, and there's no she's here.
Good point.
However well-intentioned this priest may be.
Maybe they could find more exorcists if they, you know, opened it up a little bit.
Yeah, you never know. Is only ever treating a symptom. He's treating a symptom of a location and a symptom that's inside a person. Why did the person attract this? Why did the location attract this? So if you go in with crosses and holy water and prayer books and Bibles, I think all of those are wonderful things. This is we're not casting aspersions on any of the tools the Catholic Church uses for an exorcism. Our point is, you're treating the symptom. There's a larger problem. In your point, Laura, that the individual has to change, and you have to do something to also change the frequency. The individual frequency has to change, and the location frequency has to change for permanent change to be affected.
Right. And as I'm, you know, hearing you talk about this article, if a priest is not psychic enough, how are they going to know what they're dealing with? Because I know when you and I help people or we're working in those realms, it takes a lot of patience and due diligence to figure out who or what we're really dealing with. Are we dealing with a bunch of ghosts? Are we dealing with one ghost? Are we dealing with a really angry ghost? Are we dealing with dark entities?
Or are we dealing with a crowd?
Right. And if you don't know, if you're not psychic enough, you're not going to know.
I had my youngest son and his wife were stationed in Germany for a period of time at Ramstein Air Base. And my very, very savvy daughter-in-law would call me when their cat started sneezing. I did not make this stuff up, really, across my heart.
You're not that creative. I get it.
You're
creative, but not that way.
And because she called me, she says, you know, my cats just keep sneezing, but they're not, nothing's coming out of their nose and they're not acting sick. It's just all of a sudden they just start sneezing. And I said, well, maybe they're breathing in psychic soot. Let's see if we can clear the property. And she and I would work together and we would remove a lot of ghosts from World War I or World War II. Oh,
there's a lot of predecessor energy in Germany.
Ton of predecessor energy in Germany. And she was not living on base housing. She was living out on the economy.
Let's back up a moment. Let's talk about what predecessor energy is in case somebody doesn't know.
Well, that's a great idea.
Right? Every now and then I got a good idea. This is the energy that is surrounding an area or a land. So if you have an area that there were a bunch of murders, let's say the Nazis lived there or there's a concentration camp, that area is permeated with those horrors.
You would never, ever want to build because the energy is, let's say that it is a location with enormous portals to the dark realms.
Right. And this can also happen, you know, not just in Germany, but it can happen on any street. If there is a place that you live where there's chronic accidents, car accidents, and people die, there's something going on with that little piece of land. If it's a portal or if there are dead people who are ghosts that are stuck, it could be a myriad of things.
All right. Let's take a tiny, tiny example. If you have, and this actually happened with a client of mine several years ago. She had a fish tank with all these fish in it. And she and her husband would fight and they would scream and yell and all the stuff with each other. And the fish would start jumping out of the tank. And she was angry at the fish for trying to leave the tank. And she said, why do they do that? And I didn't realize she was fighting with her husband. And so I said, well, I did ask the question, are you fighting? Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. I said, well, it has everything to do with it because water is absorbing the powerful energy of your rage. It's a subtle energy. And so as it goes through the water, it's now the water is vibrating with rage and it's toxic to your fish. They're trying to escape the toxicity. I said, so if everything's going just fine, your fish don't jump out? And she said, well, no. I said, put the puzzle pieces together. It's a very simple concept.
That's a great example of subtle energy.
I had one of my neighbors couldn't understand why her cat, who was 5 years old, developed this horrible cancer. And I said, well, your house is haunted and your cat's breathing in what we called psychic soot. Isn't that an interesting term?
Yeah.
Psychic soot. It's when your house is never clean, no matter how much you clean. Something else is there. It could be a ghost. It could be a lower realm intelligence. It could be a dark magician. It could be anything. Again, understanding subtle energy, which we go into a great deal more in this course on psychic self-defense, is incredibly important because then you are working toward the root cause of the problem.
Yeah. You know, I realized that I got an amazing email yesterday that I never told you about.
Okay.
So get an email from a woman named Lily who has a bunch of crossing over prayer cards that she had bought from ghosthelpers.com, another site of ours. And these prayer cards really work at crossing over the dead. Now, they're not going to work with dark entities and other things like that. They're targeted for teaching the living to help the dead. So she has to go to this work meetup, and it's at a bar, she was telling me. And so she packed her purse full of these crossing over prayer cards. And sure enough, she said the bar was really haunted. And so she ended up meeting the owner of this like bar restaurant place. And the owner, she's telling me that the owner said that, yeah, it's like people die and then they just come here. The place is so haunted. And so she gave him a bunch of these crossing over prayer cards. And he for his bar, and it's like a bar restaurant thing. And he was just thrilled because now he has a solution to fixing this problem of, you know, when you have a bunch of ghosts, and especially if the ghosts are drunk, you're going to have things breaking in your restaurant all the time.
Well, that's what the term hungry ghosts come from. And the term hungry ghost goes back to ancient times. I did not make this up. It's called a hungry ghost.
It's a creativity issue. No, I'm kidding.
The term hungry ghost goes back to ancient times because people would leave offerings of food out and the food would disappear. I don't know how or why the food disappeared, but their concept was that the ghost was hungry for the earthly delights of food, of alcohol, of drugs. And you'll see this with people who gamble. Sure, I can't even imagine how haunted casinos are. Most people would not think right. about a casino being haunted. Why would that be haunted? Because dead gamblers never want to stop gambling because the power of the subtle energy of the addiction continues after death.
Right, and if they don't cross over, it's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah, I thought that was just a little fascinating email that we'd gotten from a listener who is actually as excited as I was to get the email. She was excited to be of service because now she's helping other dead people cross over, which is a huge spiritual service. And it brings me back to these exorcisms. When somebody does an exorcism and they don't know who or what they're dealing with, what happens to that energy, that ghost energy, if it's a ghost? And I don't know.
Okay, so they sprinkle holy water on the ghost and it might change the frequency of a location for a little while, maybe a couple days. But looking at it from a longer term viewpoint, it's not going to change the predecessor energy that's embedded in the walls, especially if someone died there, was murdered there, or killed themselves there. So that energy is very, very powerful, especially if somebody was murdered there.
Well,
wow.
And with an exorcism, what happens to those subtle energies? So once the exorcism is over, you know, when we cross over the dead, they don't come back because they're crossed over. So I remember in the earlier days of what we were going through, we had a lot of people who would say, oh, you know, just banish, you know, these ghosts, or just banish this, or, you know, but if you banish something, they're just going to come back. I mean, it's no different than, you know, keeping your doors open all night in a dangerous part of town.
And wishing and hoping that nobody comes in and robs you or does worse.
Right. And, you know, I'm going to sidestep a little bit with the psychic self-defense class. It lays the foundation of how to raise your frequency so you create a barrier and you can be helpful when it comes to crossing over the dead.
And I'm really impressed that we have actually had so many people go to ghosthelpers.com and order those cards and want to be of service. I mean, I keep them in all the pocket doors of my car.
Right. We have them all over, too.
Because they're always in my purse. I mean, they're all over the house. And so that, and my kids carry them with them. And the whole point is that everywhere you go, those act like little bright doorways. And any ghost that sees it just can find their way home. I mean, not everybody has, you know, Goodwitch Glinda of the Wizard of Oz to help her, you know, wear ruby slippers. And maybe we're all wearing ruby slippers and we just have forgot to look at our feet.
Right,
you know?
Or they're full of psychic soot.
Or they're so full of psychic soot you can't see that you're wearing ruby slippers. So at the end of the day, what our focus is that there are subtle energies.
And they exist through time and history and cultures.
Well, imagine how many subtle energies would be in an Italian building or on an Italian piece of property. Because the subtle energy can echo forward and backward through time, up and down through various stacks of time. And in Italy, I mean, I lived there 3 years. Talk about being happy.
Okay, but you're going to have to back up. What's a stack of time?
Oh, I have to back up, yeah. Well, this concept comes from my friend Dr. Ibrahim Karim, who started biogeometry. And he believed that predecessor energy is not a big combination or glob. He believed that it is separated by almost like a gentle spiral that just keeps... You can't see my hands. I'm making a gentle spiral here. A gentle spiral that as each layer of the spiral goes up, it's a new stack of time. Einstein talked about time, living in time and space, and that time isn't just a hard straight line like a ruler. Time has eddies and pools.
And if you think back to any type of haunted building or location or story or something, ghosts tend to be period pieces, right?
No, so, that's a great term.
So, you know, somebody who died in the like 1880s will be wearing that clothing of that time. Somebody who died in 1962 is going to be wearing the clothing of that time. Why is that?
Because they're stuck in that stack of time. And if you're clearing a location, you can't just clear X, you have to clear all the stacks as far as you can.
And ghosts, when you die and you don't cross over, you are wearing what you died in.
Hopefully that you are wearing something.
Hopefully you're wearing something. Actually, I have a story of a friend of mine who's a police officer who had to go to a some kind of crazy murder scene, and the dead was naked, and the naked dead guy was following my police officer friend around, and my very psychic 7-year-old was like horrified.
Yep, no gift there.
Nope. Only a birthday suit.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're looking at clearing a location, you can't just say, I hereby banish you, or I command thee to leave. Yeah, right.
Or burn sage.
Or, yeah, that doesn't work either. You have to change the frequency. You have to change your mindset, and you have to change yourself. If you can do all those things, you don't need an exorcist.
And it's layers. It's a layered approach. So you're adding more and more layers as you learn more and more of these tools to do these things. It's not just like an on-off switch.
Exactly. So we recommend our course on psychic self-defense, which is available whether you're on Laura's site, you know, lauravantine.com, tinaerwin.com, ghosthelpers.com, or our main website, thekarmicpath.com. Those courses are there. And the one on psychic self-defense is an essential course, and there will be follow-on
and
with more advanced knowledge available.
Psychic self-defense is really about being proactive about your space. So it's not about being reactive. It's about how do you become proactive? What can you know or do to raise your frequency, shore up your auric field, align your chakras a little bit better. So it's a process.
Yes, exactly. It's a karmic process, meaning that if you follow the steps that build your frequency, if you use the tools, if you're able to have a service-oriented or service-focused heart, and you are helping the dead, and maybe you're teaching other people through the use of the prayer cards, or the need to cross the dead into the heaven world. That's a lot of service, which earns you a higher frequency because you're creating truly positive karma by shifting energy in a location, by helping the dead, and removing some really dark elements so there's no more psychic soot. And so maybe you're increasing your karmic bank account. You're furthering your karmic path. And maybe if you do all that, you'll never need an exorcism.
Thank you for taking a walk with us on the karmic path today. We appreciate your listening and would love to hear from you. Please send all questions to questions@thekarmicpath.com.